available does not always mean being received. And that truth can change how you lead, parent, and serve. Hello, and welcome back to Truth Talk on Life and Leadership. My name is Ijeoma Anyanwu. I want to begin with a very simple but honest question. Have you ever found yourself in a place where you are genuinely ready to give your best? Your heart is open, your hands are willing, your spirit is available, only to be met with resistance instead of support? Now you showed up ready, but somehow you were not received. Maybe it was in your home, in the ministry, on that team, or in your organization, or even in the community. You thought they understood you. But instead of encouragement, you sensed doubt. Instead of honor, you encountered familiarity that quietly bred contempt. And instead of faith, you felt dismissal. Sometimes they were subtle, sometimes they were loud. That moment can feel like hitting a brick wall. And if you've ever been there, I want you to know this. You are not alone. You are not disqualified. Even Jesus, our Lord, experienced this. In the 6th chapter of Mark, we are told that Jesus returned to his hometown. Now this was the place that knew him, or at least they thought they did. These people had watched him grow up. They knew his family. They remembered his past. So when Jesus showed up walking in the fullness of his calling, they could not reconcile the depth of who he had become with the familiarity of who they thought he was. And the scripture records, he could do no mighty works there because of their unbelief. Now let that sink in for just a moment. It wasn't because Jesus lacked power. It wasn't because he lacked compassion. And it wasn't even because heaven has suddenly grown silent. But because of unbelief. Their unbelief created an environment where heaven could not deliver. Of course, Jesus was amazed by their unbelief. There is a particular kind of pain that comes when availability meets rejection. And most of us, at one time or another, have faced it or will yet feel that sting. I remember experiencing something like this very early on in my journey as a missionary. When I first landed on the mission field, I was young, curious, and deeply available to serve. My heart was open. I didn't have everything figured out, but I was willing. I remember that during our orientation on the field where we had gone to, my colleague and I sat before our field leader, and with genuine pleasure all over her face, after speaking for a while, turned to my colleague and said, "Brother X, we are so glad to have you here. We have been praying and we believe that you are the answers to our prayer." He smiled. And honestly, it made sense. He was gifted, the kind of person any leader would be happy to have on their team. I mean, even during our time in the mission school, his abilities had naturally drawn attention and affirmation. So I wasn't surprised. But then she turned to me and then she said, "Ijeoma, I really don't know what you'll be doing here."
those words hit me like a thunderbolt, because they echoed the inner struggles that I had been dealing with since I arrived at the School of Missions. Feelings of inadequacy, questions about my usefulness, insecurities that I had been battling with. Nothing else was said, but so much had been communicated in that time space. Sometimes the very spaces where we expect understanding becomes the places of greatest skepticism. The home, the team, the church, your organization, the people who know you. And when our availability meets unbelief or contempt, it can cause us to question ourselves. This is often the place where, as leaders and parents, we begin to shrink back. Not because God has changed his mind, but because the voices around you have grown louder than the voice within. Let's pause here for a moment. Are you available, willing, but feeling quietly discouraged? This is exactly the kind of space I walk with people through my coaching. My life and leadership, transformational and cross-cultural coaching, provides leaders, parents, ministry workers, and expatriates support, encouragement, and accountability that helps them refresh, regain, or maintain focus so they achieve true success in their personal lives, in their relationships, and in their calling. So, if you're in that place and you need a safe place to process, as one who has also been on this journey for over 3 decades, I'll be glad to walk with you. The link is also posted below. Now let's come back to our reflection. When our availability meets unbelief, contempt, or familiarity, it can leave us questioning ourselves, our calling, and even God's timing. But I want us to pay some close attention to what Jesus did. He did not strive to convince the people of his hometown. No, he did not start to argue or to prove his worth. He did not even withdraw in bitterness. He did not abandon his assignment. Instead, he laid his hands on a few people, still faithful to what was possible in that moment. And then he left and went to the villages teaching. That right there is a powerful lesson. Jesus did not allow rejection to redefine his mission. He honored what God was doing, even when it seemed small, limited, and uncelebrated. And then he moved on in obedience to where faith was present in order to carry on his Father's business. As a parent, this can be encouraging. Sometimes your love feels unseen. Your prayers feel unnoticed. Sacrifices feel unappreciated. But remember that faithfulness is not measured by applause. It is measured by obedience. And as a leader of an organization or in an organization, or a team, or just in your community, this is also important. Not every person will receive what you carry. Not every environment is prepared to steward the grace that God has placed on your life. And sometimes, wisdom would be recognizing when to stop striving for validation and start stewarding your calling more intentionally. You know, there are moments where the best response is not to force fruit where you are not accepted, but to follow God's leading to the next place of assignment. At other times, it may mean turning away without bitterness from someone who refuses to receive you and redirecting your energy to someone who does. We see this in the life of David. When he arrived on the war front where Goliath had challenged the Israeli army and they were all hiding because of fear, David began asking questions among the soldiers to understand the situation and what the king would do for the person who took on Goliath. His older brother heard him asking and scolded him. David did not fight for approval or recognition. He simply turned away to someone else who was ready to listen to him and provide the answers he needed. That small decision preserved his focus and positioned him for God's purpose. Remember, you are not called to everyone. And like our Lord, you will not be liked or received by everyone. But know this, your calling is not invalidated by someone else's unbelief or lack of acceptance. Your assignment is not canceled by someone's contempt. And your availability is never wasted in the sight of God. So years after that moment in the mission field, that same field leader became a dear mother and friend to me. She would often make time to see me whenever she was in town, offering wisdom, encouragement, and guidance for my life and ministry. God has a way of redeeming moments we thought defined us, because your availability matters to the one who called you. So don't lose heart. He sees your obedience and he honors your faithfulness, even when others don't understand it. May we have the wisdom to remain faithful, the humility to release outcomes to God, and the courage to keep moving where he sends us. So let me ask you, where in your life or leadership, in your family, are you faithfully showing up but encountering unbelief or resistance? And how might God be inviting you to respond with wisdom rather than striving? And what would it look like for you to steward your calling without forcing fruit, but trusting God to lead you to the places where the need for your grace is? Let me pray with you. Father, thank you for these words. Thank you for these insights. As we continue on this journey of life, I pray for as many as are listening, Holy Spirit, that you will use these words to guide your people. That through these wise instructions, Lord, we'll be able to make the right decisions and choices that will enable us to keep growing and keep being who you have called us to be. Thank you, Lord, for the courage. Thank you for faithfulness. Thank you, Father, for helping us to be who you've called us to be and to show up where you've called us to show up, whether we are validated or not. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening today. Remember to comment here or on my socials. I will be glad to hear your thoughts. Until next time, stay available and stay anchored in Christ. Bye-bye for now.